Formula One drivers are, not surprisingly, often avid car collectors themselves, and reigning F1 drivers, champion Lando Norris is no different. The British driver has amassed over a dozen cars, old and new, and that is only counting the ones that he currently owns. Many of Norris's personal cars are McLarens, of course, since he races for McLaren, and F1 drivers are often gifted vehicles from their race team in exchange for a job well done on the track. His racing feats include 13 wins, and his championship last season has also raised the profile of McLaren, making it a mutually beneficial relationship. F1 drivers spend some of their winnings on cars, too, of course, though many of them can have surprisingly indifferent tastes when it comes to wheels off the track. Four-time F1 champion Sebastian Vettel, for example, prefers mass transit for his travel needs, while Carlos Sainz for many years was famously happy with just one car, a 2012 Volkswagen Golf GTI gifted to him on his 18th birthday. Norris's collection, meanwhile, is more typical of race car driver. He likes supercars, primarily, with a couple classics and an off-roader or two thrown in as well. Early in his career at McLaren, which he joined in 2019, he had a McLaren 720S and 570S, starter cars for what would become a much more significant assemblage of McLarens. Most endearingly, Norris also owned a Fiat 500 Jolly replica, a beach car that he daily drove because it was tiny enough for the streets of Monaco and almost certainly a blast behind the wheel. That car also seemed to fit his puppy-like personality, which has also been changing over the years into the sheer determination required of a Formula One champion. Here are the best cars from his collection. Shelby Cobra, 427. Norris rolled up to the 2024 British Grand Prix in a 1965 Shelby Cobra 427 that had been previously imported to the UK, purchased by the F1 star in 2023. He later sold it, but not before putting the sports car, powered by a 7-liter, naturally aspirated V8 making 425 horsepower, through its paces. "There's maybe a couple that I'm like, I just have to," Norris has said. "My Cobra, for instance. I was like, I need to drive a Cobra. And I drove it into Silverstone and I was like, yeah, this is the coolest. It is the loudest thing in the world." McLaren P1. The hybrid P1 makes 727 horsepower from its 3.8-liter twin-turbo V8 engine, combined with 176 horsepower from its single electric motor, pushing the combined number to 903 horsepower in a setup inspired by modern F1 cars. Norris's P1 has a custom paint job as well, almost all black, including the badge. Just 375 P1s were built, making this car valuable and quite rare. Last year, Norris drove it to Silverstone before winning the British Grand Prix. Land Rover Defender 90 Restomod. A firm called Retro Automotive rebuilt this Defender 90 for Norris, and he took delivery in 2024. Its most notable feature, like the Fiat 500 Jolly, is the lack of a hardtop roof, or, in the Defender 90's case, any roof at all. Norris's iteration is painted in a version of Nardo Gray and lives at his home in Monaco, which often has weather good enough for roofless driving. The sound system was also upgraded, but otherwise, the Defender 90 is almost as spare as the original. Ferrari F40. The F40 is definitely one of the 5 or 6 best sports cars ever made, and probably among the best 2 or 3 best sports cars ever made, and possibly even the best, period. Powered by a 2.9-liter twin-turbo V8 making 471 horsepower, the model was launched in 1987, becoming an instant classic and eventually a genuine classic. Norris's is estimated to be worth $2.5 million and was crashed by a friend in 2025. "I wasn't happy at all," Norris said. McLaren Senna. Norris added the Senna to his collection in 2023, another all-black limited-edition supercar with power to spare. In the Senna's case, that means a 4-liter twin-turbo V8 making 789 horsepower. The driver sold the car in 2025, and it appeared in June at a Concours event in London, one of just 500 Sennas McLaren produced. Norris sold the car after winning the F1 title, signing his name in gold on the car, along with one. Lamborghini Miura P400. Another sports car classic, the Miura is often said to be the most beautiful car ever made, in the same conversation with cars like the Jaguar E-Type. Norris bought his in 2023 as a proper gift to himself. One of only 762 ever made, the Miura P400 is powered by a 3.9-liter, naturally aspirated V12 making 345 horsepower. It's thought to be worth over $2 million and likely as much as the F40. Norris has also called the Miura his favorite. McLaren GT. Norris acquired his GT not long after the supercar launched in 2019, when it could be had new for around $200,000. This model is slightly less impressive than the other McLarens in Norris's collection, sporting a 4-liter twin-turbo V8 making only 612 horsepower. It might, however, carry some sentimental value for Norris, having been launched the same year Norris started his F1 career with the team. Porsche Carrera GT. Norris added the Carrera GT to his collection fairly recently, a dark green example that churns out 603 horsepower from its 5.7-liter, naturally aspirated V10 engine. A modern classic, Carrera GTs were produced from 2003 until 2006, with only 1,270 made. Many consider it one of the finest Porsches of the last 50 years, a mid-engine sports car that was extraordinarily advanced for its time, while retaining the manual transmission and driving dynamics of cars of an older era. Liberty Walk Nissan Skyline GTR, R32. One of the newest cars in his collection and first shown last year, the R32 Nissan Skyline GTR was made in collaboration with Liberty Walk. Last year, Norris drove it to the Japanese Grand Prix. R32 Skylines were built from 1989 until 1994. The models are famous for their legendary engines, racing dominance, and, later, extensive customization by owners. Norris's is powered by a twin-turbo inline-six tuned to make 500 horsepower. At the Japanese Grand Prix, the F1 driver said the car had nothing to do with McLaren or F1. Really, he's just a guy who loves cars. McLaren 765 LT Spider. The 765 LT Spider is one of just 765 such cars made by McLaren. Norris customized his personally, including gloss blue tint visual carbon fiber paint on the exterior, Lando yellow brake calipers, and black wheels. The car is powered by a 4-liter twin-turbo V8 engine making 755 horsepower and was built with help from McLaren Special Operations, its custom division. "I've been able to drive a lot of different McLarens," Norris said of the car, "but this is the first car that I've designed. This is me in a car."